Ukrainian officials report this morning that separatist rebels have removed bodies from the site where a Malaysian airliner was shot down on Thursday. International outrage has been mounting over the spectacle of bodies decomposing in the summer heat. NPR's Corey Flintoff is on the line from the site. Corey, can you describe what you're seeing?
Arun, I'm right at the edge of one of the major crash sites. It's an area of about probably a quarter of an acre where the two engines came down. It's a farmer's field, and there's just a tremendous amount of burnt area around here and a great deal of burned wreckage as well. We've been watching rescue workers comb through the debris here looking for body parts. So far, I see about a dozen black body bags lined up along the road and a number of smaller plastic bags where they told us that they've been collecting body fragments. It's clear it's going to be very hard to identify these remains.
We've also been hearing that rebels have been removing bodies.
We've heard that as well, although we have not seen evidence of it. We were told last night the OSCE observers had a press conference. And
the OSCE is the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe.
Right. There were questions, actually, about whether some of the bodies had been removed, and if so, where they were. There may be some bodies now at the morgue in Donetsk, and we're going to visit that next to see if that is in fact the case. One of the things that the rebels have said is that there's a lack of refrigeration in the city, adequate places where they could store these bodies until the investigators get here. So the bodies obviously are going to be in a pretty serious state of deterioration by the time the experts and the investigators get here.
Corey, who are these people that are doing the recovery now?
Well, the people that are doing the recovery are ordinary paramedics and emergency workers from Donetsk. I see about eight guys working here. Basically, what they're doing is just scooping up remains and putting them into bags. So far, there haven't been any real air traffic investigators here, and that's something that's due to come soon. We talked to people from the OSCE observer delegation, and they made it clear that they're not here to investigate. They're only here to observe how the sites are being treated. They say that there are investigators from Malaysia and the Netherlands in Kyiv, and it's not clear whether there are any of them here in Donetsk yet, or whether they've been able to start their work. We just saw a group of OSCE observers here at this site. We aren't allowed to interview them or talk to them while they're doing their work, but I did hear one of the leaders say that their access has been quite good today. They've been complaining over the last 2 days that they've been restricted from visiting some areas.
Well, also today, Ukrainian officials accused the rebels of removing evidence. Have you seen any sign of that, or can you confirm that?
We have, in fact. The OSCE people told us that it was their impression yesterday that they had seen wreckage that had been there the day before had apparently been removed. And in fact, I talked to an observer here who said the same thing. He believed that a substantial piece of wreckage had been removed from a site just down the road from where we are now. What exactly is happening with that wreckage, we're not sure. Reporters over the last couple of days have heard from rebels here that the rebels wanted to send some of this wreckage to Moscow to have it investigated there, but it hasn't been confirmed where any of this wreckage may have been sent or whether there's an intention to send it anywhere.
And finally, because you know this is a contested area, is there fighting still going on in the area?
Yes, and in fact, local people have told us that they hear fairly frequent booms and crashes, probably of artillery fire coming from the Luhansk area, which is we're right close to the border with Luhansk here. We've heard actually that there's quite fierce fighting in Luhansk and that in fact some civilians have been killed, but since it's not possible to get into the city right now, that hasn't been confirmed.
NPR's Corey Flintoff, thanks so much.
Thank you, Arun.